I'm Pastor Lauer from Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato, which brings you this brief broadcast each Sunday morning at 9:02 and again on Sunday afternoon about 5:45. Our Savior's is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. That's just across the street from Franklin Elementary. Sunday services are at 8 and 10:30 a.m. We also have a service on Saturday evening at 6. Please join us for Christian worship, education, fellowship, and service.
Today's sermon text comes from Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 through 37. You have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment." But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, "You fool," will be liable to the hell of fire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are going with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you be put in prison. Truly, I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body go into hell. It was also said, "Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce." But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of sexual immorality, makes her commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn." But I say to you, do not take an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. And do not take an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in this week's gospel lesson, we continue on our march through Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. We began our reading of this famous passage 2 weeks ago, when we heard together Jesus' blessings for his disciples, commonly called the Beatitudes. Last week, you will remember, we learned that we as Jesus' blessed disciples have a job to do. We are to be the salt and light, the preservatives and purifiers, as Pastor Lauer put it, of this world. Our lesson for this week flows naturally from our two preceding lessons. This week, Jesus takes his point from last week and takes it in a decidedly practical direction. This week, Jesus begins to dig into precisely how we as God's people serve this world as salt and light. Jesus' message for us today concerns several different topics. He teaches on anger, lust, marital fidelity, and integrity. But before we look at what Jesus has to say about those things, I want you to notice something. There is a recurring phrase in the gospel reading for this morning. In each section of his teaching, Jesus begins by saying, "You have heard that it was said, but I say to you." This little phrase frames all of what Jesus will teach us today. It serves to remind us that he is speaking to his disciples, that is, to us. It also reminds us that as his disciples, we are to conduct ourselves differently than the world around us. He uses this phrase to show his disciples that, though the world is telling them one thing, he expects them to live in a different way. This is, of course, nothing new. God's people have always had different expectations for how they should live than the expectations for the heathens. This is what Jesus was trying to draw the attention of his disciples to on that day. And it is what we should focus on this morning. We are God's blessed people. We have been purchased and won from sin, death, and the power of the devil. We have been called out of darkness into his glorious light. And now he has called us to live our whole lives in that light, in order that we might shed that light on those around us. Jesus begins with the topic of anger. The world at that time was telling Jesus' disciples that so long as you don't actually murder someone, anger was just fine. Does that sound familiar to you? The world today offers us much the same teaching. We are told that our anger is justified and even righteous. We believe that our anger is warranted because the president, or the press, is just so nasty. They lied. They cheated. They stole. Anger, on my part, is the proper response. Jesus, of course, expects us to act differently. No, our anger is not justified. It is not proper. And it is certainly not righteous. Our anger and all of the insults, gossip, and slander that flows from it is sin, plain and simple. We as Christians are not to bask in our anger, but rather to reconcile it. As Jesus says, we are even to leave our offering to God at the altar in favor of reconciling with someone that we are angry with. We should approach them not with anger, but with love and concern. We should humble ourselves much as our Lord did in their sight. We should confess how we have wronged them and offer forgiveness when they do the same. Jesus then moves on to the topics of adultery and marital fidelity. His disciples that day were getting a similar message on these issues as we get today. Basically, you will be just fine so long as you look but don't touch. Of course, in the 21st century, we have more or less done away with the but don't touch part of that prohibition. As far as we are concerned, when it comes to sex, you can and should do whatever you feel, whenever you feel it. Similarly, with the issue of marital fidelity. Back then, as today, one is told that you could divorce your spouse for any reason that you like, just so long as you file the right paperwork. But Jesus tells his disciples, both then and now, something different. He says that not only touching, but also looking is forbidden. Because Jesus reveals that both are grave sins, damaging to our relationship with God, damaging to our relationship with our neighbors, and damaging to our own humanity. Jesus expects us, as his chosen people, to set the standard in our world for sexual purity and marital fidelity. By ignoring the lesson of the world and instead following the teaching of our Lord, we reap the benefits of stronger and more substantial marriages and more stable and productive families. By following the message that Jesus has for us, we shine God's light on the world, showing them his design for man and woman in marriage and family. Finally, Jesus offers teaching for his disciples on oaths, or speaking with integrity. Jesus' disciples in the first century would have known all sorts of formulations of oaths, different ways to assure the person that you were speaking with that they could take you seriously. While these specific formulas are absent from our culture, we sure do have a credibility problem. We are a seriously distrustful people. This is yet again a way that Jesus enables us to be his light in this world. By following his instructions to us here and simply letting our yes mean yes and our no mean no, we can show the world that we are people of integrity, that we are trustworthy people. We can show the world the power of honesty and the power of our God to provide it. All of these teachings that Jesus offers us this morning are wonderful gifts. They are gifts to us that as we implement them in our lives will bless us with the fruits of living a righteous life. They are gifts to our friends, family, and neighbors that as we live them out we will be people that will love and serve them. And they are gifts to this world that is filled with lost and confused people, people misled by the lies of the devil, people who wander in darkness, unable even to see that it is dark. By living as God's righteous people, we can bring them God's light. A word of caution. These teachings are gifts from God to us, and the lives that we gain by living them similarly are gifts from God Himself. Following these commandments is not our way of offering God our own righteousness. That has, of course, already been given to us through the blood and sacrifice of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, may you be strengthened this day to forget the falsehoods that you have heard, and instead, in trusting our Lord Jesus, hear, believe, and follow what He says to you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
If you'd like to know more about our Saviors in Mankato, you can find us on the web at www.oslcmankato.org.